Blog Talk Radio.
Shout out to Adrian Adonis. Yeah. This ain't no video game. Yeah. This life will only give you 1 year. I swear, my brothers, we are locked up in a brutal scene.
Damn.
Fuck underground, I'm thunderbound. Damn. So point the arrow now. Damn. I built the pyramids and rose the sun. So call me Pharaoh now.
Gravity.
That's just some food for thought. So take it like a protein.
Yeah.
I live in places that's so anti-black and pro-green. Money
Damn.
Over Africans, but we ain't really Africans.
African.
Divide us like we fractions, so we won't reclaim our past again.
God
so tell your fucking pastor, Robin Master, take a class again. Cause I'm gonna show these people there's no need for you to ask a man. Just get up on your knees and talk to God. Don't worry about your sin. I'm telling you the truth, my words, my bond, and I can vouch for him. This light up in the tunnel, can't you see it? You just blast it, damn. I'm tired of all my people. See, that's niggas with no action plan. And I didn't choose to rap. He just fell into a backup plan. So let it go so he can show you how he's built a master plan.
I rise with the sun.
Even if you ain't the same, and treat your lady with respect, even if she hates your vein. It's easier to do the bad, I'm urging you to please refrain. Read about some righteousness or open up a business, man. If you don't really feel it, turn it off and toss it in the drain. Cause I ain't got no feelings for no sheep who's lost without his brain. Michael Brown, he left me with a frown, but he should've known better, man. When they looking for a reason to put a bullet in his letter, man. And don't you get the clue that all these people scared about us? Cause we made it through that slavery by Rolexes and Rovers. And you can't hold us down, we hold the crown for majors before us. And though you play with money, we still know that you below us. Now look what you done did, I'm so mixed, I'm just mixed up. Cause I can see the point of every picture with these scriptures. If you never take a handout, you can never be a victim. So I don't participate inside these pretty little prisms. Money, military, college.
All right. Welcome. This is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Saturday, June the 18th of 2015. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time. So I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, we are continuing with the series. Again, this is part six. We're just about done kind of preparing for the upcoming pay-per-view series that starts on July the 1st, where we're going to be breaking down the standard. We're going to talk about the voice is the frequency that emits the standard. So what we're talking about today, we're talking about the voice of God. We're talking about how to hear the voice of God, and we want to look at the five ways by which God communicates to us. And people ask that question all the time since, at least for me, I've never heard the audible voice of God. Some people say that they have, and that's great. I can only speak on my experiences. And if you have heard the audible voice, if you have heard the audible voice of God, then that's great. Unfortunately, I'm not able to speak on that issue since I've never heard an audible voice from God. But as we know, there are many examples about that. Remember, the first example is in the garden. Adam and Eve was walking in the cool of the day. They had sinned, and God said, Adam, Adam, wherefore art thou, Adam? Remember, God called looking for Adam. So I'm assuming Adam heard an audible voice. What about in Noah? Remember, God called and God spoke to Noah, and he told Noah to build the ark. Then, remember, God spoke to Moses at the burning bush. He said, you know, take off the shoes from off your feet, for the ground that thou standest on is holy ground. What about Paul in the burning bush? What about Abraham and his son Isaac when Isaac was about to sacrifice his son? God audibly spoke during these times. There are many examples throughout Scripture where God, we talked about yesterday when the voice from heaven came said, and told, this is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased. So we see that there were many examples where there's an audible voice that can be heard by the individual where God speaks directly to them. So you cannot say that God does not speak audibly, at least based upon the Scriptures. Only thing I can say is that I've never heard the audible voice of God say do something or not. So that's not one of my five ways by which God speaks, because, again, it hasn't personally happened to me. I don't teach theory. I just teach application, practical application that I've personally experienced, because I can only speak on it if I have experienced it. So since I have not experienced the audible communication or the audible voice of God, that's not included in one of my five ways by which God communicates with us. Now, for you or for someone else who have heard an audible, I'm not going to debate or argue, because it's scriptural. You know, there's a plethora of scriptures where people heard the voice of God, you know, where God spoke to them. But for me, I look at it, the number one way by which God speaks to me is through his word. So the first way that God speaks to us today, for me, is through his word. When I say through his word, I'm talking about scriptures. I'm talking about ancient texts, not just the Bible. I'm talking about non-canonized texts. I'm talking about the, you know, the Codex Gigas. I'm talking about any historical document, any written document. It could be a magazine article. It is mind-blowing the ways by which God speaks to me. Someone could say something, you know, it's so amazing, because I can read something and one word will stand out. I can be reading something and I see the word linguistics, and I go and I look at the definition of the word linguistics. That's how I did an entire book about grammaria or grammar tools, because it was based upon one word. And I looked at the word linguistics, and in the word linguistics, it talks about seven things. And those seven things in the word linguistics is the study of sound. It's the study of the distribution of sound. It is the study of the structure or the pattern of sound. It is the rules that the structure and the pattern of sound creates the formation of sound. It is the meaning and the development of sound. It is the philosophy or the systematic use of sound. And it is the historical evidence of sound. So from that one word, linguistics, God spoke to me, if you will. I heard, or I was motivated, I was encouraged, I was inspired in spirit, inspiration, or inspired to look up the definition of the word linguistics. And looking at the definition of the word linguistics, I found the words phonics, the word phonology, the word morphology, the word syntax, the word semantics, the word pragmatics, and the word diachronic linguistics, or diachronic historical linguistics, where I get the seven ingredients. Now, from that one word, I got an entire 400-page book. From one word. From one word, I got an entire page. I mean, a 400-page book. That's how God speaks to me. So the first way and the most important way for me, again, I can only speak for me. God may audibly speak to you. Please don't email me or call me and say, well, brother, you know, it's scriptural that God audibly speaks to you and you said. No, I know God speaks to people and they hear his voice. I just never heard it. You know, and I don't know if I recognize it if I did. They say that you do. All I know is God speaks to me, number one, through his word. And the word, not only are we talking about just the Bible. Everybody says that God can only speak to you through the Bible. Well, God speaks to me through many different verses and many different texts, number one. Number two, his creation. We call it nature. The number two, the number, the most important, the most impactful way by which God speaks to me is through nature. It's through his creation. It's amazing. If I walk outside and I see a blade of grass, God speaks to me. When I look at a tree, God speaks to me. When I go to the ocean, man, when I go to the zoo, when I was a little, I would just marvel when I looked at the animals in the zoo. The first time I saw a bald eagle, even though it was depressed and it was all clumped up in this little cage, I just saw that, I mean, it was sad because he could barely stretch his wings out, and he would touch from one side of the cage to the other. But I saw that bald eagle, and that spoke to me. I saw the majesty and the majestic, and I used to watch Mutual of Omaha. I don't know if you guys remember, I'm telling my age, but Mutual of Omaha, the Wild Kingdom, they every Sunday it would come on, and it would show these nature flicks. And it's something about nature. I can't explain it. I can't put it in words. But it is something about nature, brothers and sisters, that God speaks to me. I get most of my shows, most of my ideas, most of my books from nature. Just going outside. That's why I'm going through a walk through a park. I work out. I go jogging. I used to go jogging for 3 hours. I would leave. I didn't know how the distance. I just would go. And I would always go through a park or through some nature. Because doing that workout, doing that jog, I would get inspired. I would get in spirit, inspiration. And that's how God always, or that's one of the ways that God speaks to me. Again, everybody is different. But these are the 5 ways that God speaks to me. He uses his word. He uses his creation. He uses nature. And then the number 3 is a huge one, because number 3 is other people. Number 3 is leaders. Number 3 is pastors and prophets and teachers. So the 3rd way that God speaks to me is through you. You can walk up to me and you could say something to me, and to you, it doesn't mean anything. But to me, wow, it just blows my cookie, because people say words to me, and that one word just makes me so inspired from that one conversation. Man, I love talking to people. I love talking to, man, like you know, especially, you know, brothers who are, you know, in the same situation or something similar. Because I remember, for example, talking with Brother Roman. Me and Brother Roman talk, and we share a lot going through similar situations and different things. Or back in the day, I used to talk with Brother Zach, you know, Brother Dana. Oh, man, and these brothers, man, just powerful brothers. And I remember just as a kid coming up, my own biological brother, my brother Glenn, he got me through boot camp. Because I was a hothead, and I was always about to go off. I was angry all the time. And talking to other people, talking to other men and women of God, it's just amazing the information that you get. So other people, especially people in positions of authority, meaning people who have put in the work, people who have done the work, brothers and sisters, they have a wealth of knowledge. They have a wealth of information. And it's so important that we listen to them, because that's how God speaks to us. God speaks to us through other people. And if we are so short-sighted, for lack of a better term, we miss it. It is so important, my brothers, that we understand. And when I say other people, for me, that also includes his son, Yahushua the HaMashiach, whom we call Jesus the Christ. And there's a plethora of scriptures to, you know, if we want to talk about the word, you can go with 2 Timothy. You know, if you want to talk about his creation or his nature, you can go with the Romans chapter 1, verse 20. And it talks about the magnificent beauty of God. You can go all through the book of Psalms, through the book of Proverbs. If you want to talk about other people, you can look at John chapter 10. There's a lot of scriptures that back up what I'm saying. But I'm just talking to you from the heart today, because this is a simplistic message about how the standard is communicated to us, so that when we are out, excuse, That's what the Bible says, that nobody can stand before God and say, I didn't hear the word, because the heavens declare it. It says that the word of God is being emitted all day, every day. There's a frequency, there's a wave, there's a vibration that's been sent out through, number four, the fourth way by which God communicates to me. And this one is very important, is through events, through circumstances, through celestial, well, not even celestial, we'll save that one for the last one, but through everyday events. Now, how do these events happen? For me, dreams and visions. All through the Bible, remember the book of Daniel, when King Nebuchadnezzar came to Daniel, and nobody could interpret King Nebuchadnezzar's dream. But the dream meant something. And that dream is how God spoke to King Nebuchadnezzar. God speaks to us through dreams. And these dreams are, again, the Hebrew word for signs and wonders, as we talked about before, means that it's a mark or it's a signal for something. That's what, again, seasons are given to us according to the Bible. They're for signs and for seasons. And so God speaks to us through our dreams and through our visions. He speaks to us through our everyday events. Every day, like right now, what are you going through? Think about it. Now, you guys got a couple of hours. I can go through the list of things that I am going through. And so if every time I go through something, I stop and I ask myself, what is God saying? Do you do that when you get through it, especially adversity? I'm not talking about the mountaintop. You just won the lottery. You got $1 million. You sipping pina coladas on the beach. Yeah, you're probably not going to hear too much from God then. It's probably Lucifer talking to you at that point. So when you're going through adversity, what do you do? Do you have a pity party? Do you go and do you throw stuff? Do you cut stuff? Do you pour bleach on other people's clothes? Do you go out and you know, you carve your name in leather seats? How that country western song goes? Carve my name, you know, in his leather seats on his car. You go carve up people's car. Do you throw? What do you do when you get mad? What do you do when you get angry? What do you do, brothers and sisters, when you're in the lion's den? What do you do when you're in the belly of the whale? What do you do when adversity comes up? That is God. God said, count it all joy when you fall into various trials and temptations. Count it all joy. Do you call it all joy? Like right now, I'm in some deep kimchi, right? As I'm speaking right now, if something don't happen today, something, you know, I'm in deep kimchi. Just put it that way. So what am I doing right now? Am I panicking? And am I worried? Am I looking for a bridge to jump off? No. I'm listening. I'm trying to hear what God is saying. Brothers and sisters, for me, remember, number one, his word. I get a lot of information. God tells me a lot of stuff. Number two, his creation. Number three, his people. But number four, the events, the circumstances, the dreams, the visions that I have in my life. That is the number one way by which God speaks to me. I can't speak for other people. I don't know how God speaks to you. But I know how God speaks to me, brothers and sisters. And the way that God speaks to me is profound. Because right now, God is dropping some serious knowledge, gnosis in my lap. Because I'm in a desperate situation. So I thought about last night, I thought about doing something illegal. And I had a dream last night of doing something illegal. And I thought about it, like, why would I think about doing something illegal when I know? Remember the story I gave yesterday about being in the office and you hear over the phone or behind the door the voice of your supervisor, and he tells you to take all the money. Let's say you're working at a retail store, and he tells you to take all of the money out of the cash register and give it to the first customer that walks through the door. And you know that violates every principle that that gentleman, your supervisor, has ever presented to you. It violates every policy and procedure. It violates the employee handbook. It violates everything that you know about this individual, everything you know about his character, everything, but the voice is his. You know it's his voice, but it goes against his character. It goes against the word. It goes against the standard. It goes against everything that you hold true, but it's his voice telling you to do it. Do you do it? It is my prayer that you don't, because the Cosmogrator is a copycat. He has transformed himself into an angel of light. Brothers and sisters, I don't know if you understand the magnitude of that statement. The devil is God on earth. Let me say it again. I have plethora. I got a 400-page book called The Cosmogrator. I have the scripture in the book of Revelation that said that Satan, that old dragon, who has deceived the whole world. I looked at the definition of the word whole. It means everything. It means all-inclusive. It means no one is exempt. No, not even me. I'm deceived. It's just different levels of deception. So my job is to try to limit the amount of deception. The Bible says that there is none righteous, no, not one. So everybody thinks they're the exception to the rule. It blows my cookies. The Pope thinks he's the exception to the rule. Bishop T.D. Jakes thinks he's the exception to the rule. Maybe Creflo Dollar thinks he's the exception. I don't know. Let me tell you something, brothers and sisters. I am not the exception to the rule. I may get it right once out of 10 times. The other 9 times, I fail miserably. It is my prayer that you follow the standard, and you don't follow Brother Will. You don't follow Master Teacher 33. You don't follow Dr. Rogers. You don't follow none of them dudes. You follow the standard, because I could fall off the wagon tomorrow. It is my prayer that I don't, but I am not too cocky. I'm not too arrogant. Now, I used to be. I used to walk around, and I thought I was God's gift to the planet. But then I realized through circumstances, through adversity, pride goes before the fall. Every time I've fallen, pride was there. Brothers and sisters, the last one is a very, very, very important one. Let's go through these 5 ways that God speaks to us one more time. The one, number one, that everybody knows about and talks about is God's word. And they limit God's words to the Bible. That's great. That's better than nothing. At least you got that. But I include all of God's word, all of the ancient texts, all of it, because all of it has something to say. So number one is his word. Number two is his creation. His creation is so important because his creation is exactly that, his creation. It's so important, my brothers and sisters, that we, again, look harder. Because you can see something or you can look at something and not see it. I've been doing that for 50-plus years. Very important. When you look, make sure you see. Make sure you see it. See, you can look at somebody. You can look at somebody and you don't see their worth and their value. You live with them, you see them every day, and you look at them, but you don't see them. Today, I challenge everybody listening to the show. I challenge you to see. I know you look. But I challenge you to see. I challenge you to see. When you look at your mate, I know you're looking at them. But I challenge you to see them for all of their worth and their value. When you go outside, again, we're talking about how God speaks. See, God is here. He's here right now. The presence of God, I can sense the presence of God. Can you? I can feel the anointing. I can feel the power. I can feel the glory, the Shekinah glory of God. But I can't see it. I'm looking, but I'm not seeing it. Can you see it, brother? Can you see it, sister? Those are the 5 ways that God speaks to us today. Does he still speak to us audibly? Sure. He's never done it. I've never heard an audible voice of God, but again, we just went through all the scriptures, and he does it. He did it in the past. So that means he can do it again. But I know, number one, he speaks to me through his word. Number two, he speaks to me through his creation. Number three, he speaks to me through his people. People just like you. And it is always the least. The Bible says, suffer not the little children to come unto me, for such is the kingdom of God. Children drop mega gnosis and knowledge. If you really want to learn something, go hang out with some children. People. And number four, circumstances and events. Dreams and visions. God uses circumstances. He uses these negative events. What the devil meant for evil, God turns around and he uses it for good. He uses your dreams. He uses your visions. That's how God speaks to us today, brothers and sisters. And finally, number five, God speaks to us through music and through the heavens. Do you know, as we read in Psalms 19, when it starts off, the great musical director is the maestro. He's the maestro. He is the superconductor. He's standing and he's conducting all of the host of heavens. We went through all of the scriptures already. We'll wrap it up tomorrow with part seven. But let me just leave you with one of the most powerful scriptures that we read earlier, which was Psalms 19, verse 1 through 4. Psalms 19, verse 1 through 4, we're talking about the five ways that God speaks to us today. Every day, God uses his word. He uses his creation. He uses his people. He uses his events that he orchestrates into your life. Count it all joy when you fall, not if you fall. All things work together for my good. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. All who rise up against me shall fall. Greater is he that is in me than he that is within the world. When I walk through the valley of shadow and death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. His rod and his staff, they comfort me. He says, if I ask anything, believing, I shall receive it. He says, ask, seek, knock. So I don't care what the enemy shows me. I don't go by what the devil does. I go by what God says. His standard, brother, his standard. And he communicates that standard through his stars, through the heavens. Those are musical instruments. You have organs in your body. Why do you have organs? Why do you have an ear drum? Why does your heart beat? Why does your blood flow? Because you are a musical being. You are a musical instrument that's being played by the maestro, by the superconductor, a.k.a. the big G. Psalms chapter 19, verse 1 says it this way. Psalms chapter 19, verse 1 says, the heavens declare the glory of God. The skies proclaim the work of his hands. Day after day they pour forth speech. Night after night they display gnosis. They display knowledge. There is no speech or language where the voice of God is not heard. Let me say that again. There is no speech or language where the voice is not heard. Their voice goes out into all the earth. Let me say that again. Their voice, the planet, the stars, the heavens, the host of the heavens, the voice of the angels, the voice of the celestial being. God has declared his message via the heavens. Isaiah 34:4 talks about the sky is a scroll that is rolled up. So the maestro is unrolling the scroll and he's playing a song called the uni, which means one, verse, which means song. There's only one song, brother. There's only one song. There's only one God. There's only one element on a periodic table. There's only one note on the musical scale, which we're going to break down in the next series. That is the standard. But the standard has been divided into many. We call it the electromagnetic spectrum. We call it the periodic table. We call it music, but there's only one. There's only one God. Hear, O Israel, the Lord your God is one. But we got this filter that has tried to water down the standard. But there's only one standard. There's only one voice. And he uses five ways, at least with me. He uses his word. He uses his creation. He uses his people. He uses his circumstances. And he uses his heavens through music. Mad music and language. Music. brothers and sisters, stirs the soul. Remember when King Saul was troubled by demons and David came in and he played the harp music and it soothed his soul. The demons left. Music is one of the ways that God communicates with me. How does he communicate with you? My brothers and my sisters, this is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers. We're wrapping up tomorrow with part 7 on Father's Day. I want to thank everybody again. Go to the website, masterteacher33.com. I have a big, huge sale going on right now for Father's Day. 25 books for $100. Again, you guys know I've written 50-plus books. So 25 of my books, again, I have a list for $100. Normally, again, each book is $100. 25 books for $100. 15 books for $75 or 5 books for $50. That's going on from the 17th through the 19th. Please go to the website or check me out on Facebook. You can always email me at masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. So masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. Again, masterteacher33.com@gmail.com to email me about the Father's Day special. 100 books. 25 books for $100. My brothers and my sisters, I want to thank you so much for joining me on today's show. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May your son bless you. His name is Yahushua. And may the Ruach, instead of part one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because he will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will, make no doubt about it, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
Y'all need to wake up now, but no, this ain't a pyramid scheme. Like the police, yeah, I'm still on the scene. After I murdered and flee, reality, you wouldn't murder or flee. It's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal or circle MCs, firmly a virtue, bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to them for free. Cause one bird in the house better than two in the tree. You still dreaming, thinking your career is something that's not. You kettle corn with something to pop. You still dreaming, pass a message if you run in the park. Tell a mama hold it down and hold you up like all the traffic just stopped. It's like some people, it's like I let the sample sing to you. The truth is in the words, but it's all a dream to you. Or maybe your inception, Leonardo speak to you. DiCaprio tell you that you nice, snap out the actor, yo. You going us to get out of that shell like pistachios. So quit dreaming. Quit dreaming. 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams they dream, some dreams come true. A 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams they dream, some dreams come true. You just, it's just, I see.
Still dreaming, man. Still dreaming.